Hey there, friends. Welcome to yet another episode of the Kamikaze Show. It is great to have you here and great to have yet another wonderful guest with us here today, coming to us from, I guess, our
El
own
Paso, Texas.
El Paso, Texas. Something like that. Dayton, Ohio, I guess. But sure, we'll settle for El Paso, Texas. That's kind of the same thing. Our guest here today, him and I worked together for a few months. Know each other more in passing these days, but Stevie cracks me up every time I see him when he comes walking down the main Green Mile with his 20-gallon hat on and moving shit around on his side of the building, I guess. So, without further ado, welcome Stevie. I guess I don't know if you want to give a quick rundown, introduce yourself to us.
Well, like I interrupted you right now. I'm from El Paso, Texas. Paso means the past. The first city to ban marijuana in the United States. It's crazy.
The first
And it's
place,
the
did
biggest.
you say to ban it or legalize it?
Not to ban it, like to like. Not to like ban it, obviously, that was frowned upon since way back then, but I know El Paso was like one of the first cities to like be like, oh yeah, we're definitely not fucking with this. Like early 1900s.
Oh, well, I just learned something there. All right, cool.
But
Well,
yeah, a little bit about me from El Paso, the past. Biggest border city.
there you go. Now you're in Dayton, Ohio, which is does not mean the present, but it's something. So yeah,
22
welcome.
hours away. That's the something about it.
Yeah, seriously. All right, well, I guess to get started, I guess first question I'll ask you is, if the state of Texas and the state of, let's go Florida, if those two got in a fist fight, which state would win?
I think really if you put up any state against Texas, like the answer should just be Texas because like I don't think Florida has a law where you can just call mutual combat with someone, whether it be like a disagreement or you guys are like, I don't know, getting into it at the supermarket, whatever it may be. You can literally like if me and you Wade were getting into it at work, meet you in the parking lot. In Texas, obviously, I don't know how it's like this in Ohio, but I can call mutual combat on you. And if you agree to the mutual combat, then we're free to fight and fight it out, like legally with no cop interference, nothing, no punishments after the fact. Straight up box it out, and then you go about your business afterwards.
What
Been in
about
Austin.
dueling? Like,
Dueling.
get our flintlock pistols and go at it. Like, is that legal in Texas?
I would hope not,
I
but
don't think it
yeah,
is, but
I've definitely not haven't seen no one just straight up call a duel and then get laid out.
yeah.
So yeah, that's why I see Texas. I mean, you see what's going on right now with the feds and then the state of Texas. So I can tell you how Texas feels about itself.
Tech, yeah, I say I've only been to your airport before, but Texas has doesn't Texas have Whataburger?
Yes, Whataburger.
There you go. Yeah, we don't have.
Whataburger and then California, Californios, they have In-N-Out and there's also some In-N-Outs in Texas, but that's like the big like debate in Texas. Like, oh, Whataburger or In-N-Out?
What's better, Whataburger or In-N-Out?
I guess it's really just preference.
What's your preference?
I prefer as a Texan, it's pretty like shady to say, but I like In-N-Out just because like we don't really got In-N-Outs in my part of Texas, El Paso. I don't go to Dallas, Austin, San Antonio, Central Texas, unless something calls for it. But yeah, in El Paso we just got the Whataburger, so I get to eat In-N-Out when I travel. So I would prefer In-N-Out over Whataburger, but In-N-Out has smaller burgers. Same, I guess, are when it comes to flavor, but. You know, Whataburger being from Texas, everything being bigger in Texas. They got some pretty big burgers, just like single burgers compared to In-N-Out single burgers. Like you can probably take two, 3 bites of In-N-Out and be done. Whereas Whataburger, enjoy that.
So what's the now that you're up in Ohio, what's the go-to burger place up here then?
Right now, I think for me, it was Steak and Shake, but
All right.
now it's been Smash Burger.
Smashburger? Not like
Yeah,
Wendy's or
No way, not like Wendy's or no
No.
Burger King, no
You
Hardee's.
know Wendy's started in Ohio, right?
I actually did not know that.
Yep,
So that's
Columbus,
like your guys'
Ohio.
thing? Wow.
I don't know if it's our thing, but I believe
I would claim that as an Ohioan.
yeah,
Like, if I
Wendy's,
knew that.
White
Because Wendy's
Castle.
is really good. Oh, I
Yeah.
love White Castle.
Yeah, we have White Castle. It's in Columbus as well. We have more stuff in Ohio than people give us credit for. So,
Yeah, now you guys are getting a Buc-ee's, like the second biggest Buc-ee's I've heard.
yes, sir. Yep. So we're getting.
I think you were the one who told me that too, actually.
Oh, really? I
Yeah, I
might
think you were the
have.
one who mentioned that.
Yeah, I think I
Yeah.
saw an article and casually mentioned it. I don't know. I say a lot of nonsense and the next thing I know, I'm like, oh, I said that? All right. So, if you didn't have to sleep, what would you do with the extra time?
I didn't have to sleep, shit. I mean, I'd have so much time. I'd probably do things that need tending to, like my body. I've lost a lot of weight in these past months. Not just since I moved down here, but since probably like June, April. I'd definitely focus on my health more in terms of my, obviously, my physical health and my emotional, mental health, and down to my spiritual health. So, and then that, I mean, that, I, yeah, just getting in the gym and doing things that I enjoy more. Not that I don't, not that I don't enjoy work, but I mean, work is work.
Yeah, you can dress it up however you want, but at the end of the day, there's always that.
It's fucking, yep.
It's like,
Just
I
like,
don't
ah,
know.
damn, gotta go in.
I'd compare it to learning in school. Like, you could find a really interesting topic, but then the second a prof or a teacher's like, all right, we gotta do a homework assignment. Oh my gosh, I hate this. But say I saw the same exact lesson on a YouTube video I saw outside of school. Oh man, this is great. I love learning, right? I don't know if
Yeah,
that's
I
like
feel
a
that
good
definitely.
comparison, but so
No,
on a
yeah, it is.
yeah, sometimes I have those. On a scale of 1 to 10, how good of a driver are you? 1 being bad, 10 being really good.
I'd probably give myself a confident, nonchalant 10.
All right. Do you know how
Just
to
'cause I've been
drive?
driving.
Do you know how to drive
Say
stick
it.
shift?
Come on, dude.
Well,
First thing I learned.
all right. I've had people tell me 10 before and then say no to that. So, like
You
it.
can't say, you can't even give yourself like a 7 if you don't know how to drive stick.
I think that's fair. That's fair.
You know, I've been driving since I was like about 12, 11 for no reason. So,
I mean, you're from
take
Texas,
my.
so what do you
Nah,
like? Drive around on the ranch or something?
I'll just take my mom's keys and go hit up my friends or whatever.
Oh.
I was a menace growing up.
Yeah. Now you're just a
So
bigger menace, right?
now I'm just a menace to society, not a menace to my mother.
There you go.
I
Copy that.
think
What would you say in terms of like, say you're going to spend money on something. What is something worth spending more on to get the best?
that would just be investing. Like, if you really want the best in terms for yourself, I think it would have to be investing in things that are gonna bring a lot more back to you in the long run, longevity wise. So if I was gonna spend money, it wouldn't just be on anything. It'd be on something to make me more money, whether it be passive or, you know, doing a little bit to make that little extra money. But it'd definitely be something to make more money for real. Dinero. Mucho dinero.
Make your dinero work for you, right?
Basically, yeah.
Fair enough. What is a statistic from your life you would like mo to most see? So, like some examples might be miles walked or kilometers or whatever, or gallons of water drank or something like that. What would be an example of statistic you'd like to see?
Like a statistic or feat that I've like accumulated now, or something that I want to
Something you've already
get to over
done.
time.
So,
Okay.
yeah, a statistic you have accumulated in your life.
Don't want to say anything like walk so many miles and whatnot like that, because everyone kind of has done some crazy type of mileage, whether it be walking, driving. A crazy statistic for me would probably be how much I've drinking for so long. Like, I don't know how I haven't had alcohol poisoning,
Oh, good
whether it be now
Lord.
or from like a young age, just being Mexican. I think the legal drinking age, I think now is 18, but I know it used to be a lot younger in Mexico. And just I'm not from Mexico. I might as well be, since it's right there, literally right over the border. I can walk over there,
Yeah.
drive over there, whatever. But yeah, at parties, family functions growing up. Didn't know that I got into middle school. You want a Dos Equis, Dos Equis, Corona, whatever tequila I was drinking.
See.
So
Now, when you say
that's a
18 is the legal drinking age, I assume you're referring to Mexico and not the United States of America, right? Okay.
Yeah, of
I say,
course.
in case you're confusing your countries there, if you're
No,
going
no,
back
no,
and
no, no.
forth.
No, no.
See. What would you say is the perfect ratio for peanut butter and jelly on a PB&J sandwich?
The perfect ratio, I feel like no matter how much peanut butter you put, the jelly will always be the most overwhelming ingredient, at least in my PB&Js. It's not like I go extra on the peanut butter or the jelly. I kind of do even portions every time, but with those portions, it always ends up with more jelly. So I would always say like 50-50, depending on if you rather like peanut butter or jelly. But if you're making a PB&J with those two, I come on, 50-50, no? Perfect ratio.
Sure, why not? All right, I'm gonna ask you my conspiracy question of the day. So, are you ready?
Yeah, shoot, Wade.
All right.
That'll blow your mind, probably.
Was 9/11 an inside job?
It definitely was.
You think so?
Definitely was. Come on.
Hey,
How
Jet,
the Pentagon reporting they lost such and such money, blahzy blahzy. They needed some kind of cover up for it. That guy Bush, first of all, if you don't want to get into like the political little facts about it, or like things
wasn't he
that
from
may
Texas?
have. He is from Texas, yeah. Texas or Tennessee, I'm not too sure.
He's from Texas.
Yeah, but like those buildings, you're gonna tell me steel buildings
Jet fuel
just
don't melt
collapse?
steel beams, isn't that what they say?
Yeah, like come on, like you're telling me that they like that the jet fuel caused the Twin Towers, buildings made out of steel, just to full on like demolish like that. Like I knew that was some crap when they blew up a building in my city. Blew up this big glass building, and it was like a not a big thing, but like that building was pretty old, and it was like a little historical building, and they were gonna make a baseball stadium there. But basically they were broadcasting it and like showing it or whatever, like, oh, now you see the building up or whatever, blah blah blah. But it literally went down like the Twin Towers. And come on, like, no way a jet or fire made the Twin Towers go down like that.
Yeah, it's definitely an interesting angle that they like. I don't know. You would think a building like that, if hit in that way, would have been hit down more low than up as high as it was, but I don't
It
know.
would have like fallen in half, if anything, but no, it's just off from the bottom up. There's people I know there was like what's it called? How would you say it? Like stories of people who were there or survived nearby, lived in New
Eyewitness
York City.
testimony, yeah.
Yeah, there you go. Those are the words about hearing like explosions go off, and it's just like they had that building rigged. At least that's how I feel.
Pretty sus.
I believe that our government is not in the best interest of our people. So, yeah,
Copy that.
that's how I feel. I
Fair enough. All right. What's the best compliment you've ever received?
It's weird because I've never really gotten anything from my hair my whole life, but being out here in Ohio, and I've also never had my hair. I've never had my hair as long as I do now. But a lot of people are quick to assume that I'm a Native American rather than a Mexican first just because of my hair. So I guess that would be the best compliment that I've received. Because I've never really even tried with my hair. That's why I wear my hat, just throw it on, slick my hair back for real, let it grow. But people are always telling me, decanters, throwers, even some of your packers when I'm walking through or walking out. You have such beautiful hair. Are you Native American? No. And I'm like, yes, Tribe Chekaho.
Hey, yo.
Yes,
So you're from El Paso. Earlier, before we began the recording of this conversation, you made a comment about how Ohioans, we allegedly always wear socks when we go to bed. Did I collect that right?
so I wasn't saying that you guys wear socks. I mean, as Ohioans, you guys are probably way more, well, I would, yes, you guys have to be more adapted to the environment and climate, whatever. So it being a lot colder than Texas, I would assume you guys wear socks to sleep because, I mean, feet and hands tend to get pretty cold the fastest, at least my feet and hands. So if I go to sleep with no socks on, end up waking up with my feet like stiff icicles, and it's just like, oh my gosh, are we even with the heater on underneath all these blankets? Like, please.
So do you wear
So
gloves to bed too?
I would never, I don't even wear gloves outside. Like when it was snowing and whatnot, was not wearing no gloves or anything like that.
So then what, you just
Extra
let
layers, no gloves.
so you just let your hands freeze when you're smoking cigarettes outside?
I go to my car. Come
Hey,
on.
ay
Go hop out
caramba.
the car. I go, and then I don't smoke cigarettes. They're like, I guess you can call them cigars. They're looking worse than cigarettes from a smoker's perspective. Again, I've never really smoked at all. Like through middle school, high school. I'm still young. I'm just fresh out of high school, so that was like kind of like a norm, and I used to be like disgusted by, oh, like you smoke nicotine, you smoke cigarettes, you hit those Nick sticks, the vapes. And I forget, I think I had, I was trying to calm down on other recreational activities, so I was like, maybe this will help me calm down, and it sure enough did. But with one bad habit led to another. And I didn't want to keep smoking those vapes how I was because they have so many puffs in them and you can just keep hitting them until they die, which is how I felt hitting them. So I was like, yeah, I need to stop this. And the only way that kind of helped me stop was moving to Ohio and not having access to it because me being underage, being 20, I can't go to the, like, can't go to Mexico and go buy shit or. Even in town, El Paso, in the United States, there's some smoke shops and whatnot who will let you get off. So here, just going out to the smoke cage on break or whatever, I low-key started picking up cigarettes. Like, hey, let me bum a cigarette off of you. And then when I was using the cigarettes to, like, I guess, out my little nicotine addiction. I just started buying these little 5 packs of cigars called Black and Milds. I'm sure you've heard of them. That's
I
what a lot of
have.
people smoke. Yeah, so that's what I smoke, but I try to limit myself to a pack because there's only five in the pack, so it's only so much for me to poke on.
Yeah. On here I was afraid you're gonna say that me dropping the cigarette emoji inspired you to pick up smoking cigarettes. I was gonna say, oh God, oh no.
It did not. It did not help me get over cigarettes.
Oh no.
It was making me fiend for them some more, and it was just like, oh, it's funny.
To give audience or context to the audience, anybody that might not know, in our work we utilize Slack, which a lot of workplaces do, and in there you have your emojis, all that. In my Slack, I have three preset emojis, so on there you can preset like a quick like emoji. So the three I have is, I have a strawberry on the left, which to me a strawberry is good, like I like that it's berry good. Tomato is like, oh boo, throwing tomatoes, I didn't like that. And then a cigarette is, ugh, this stressing me out, I'm gonna go smoke a cigarette, you know, which I've actually never smoked a cigarette in my life. I can't speak for never smoking anything before, but still, like, for the sake of making a joke, even my senior, yes, last night walked up to me while I was explaining my emojis to day shift OM, and they're like, oh yeah, I love the cigarette emoji, that's my favorite. Like, I wasn't expecting that, but all right. But yeah, no, it definitely makes the night more interesting. So you earlier you mentioned whenever you walk by, people will make commentary on your hair. Just to clarify, like, some about Mexican, about Native American. So I guess I've never really even asked you now, but now that we're sitting here getting to know you a little bit better, so what is your heritage background?
I
If you.
definitely do have some native in me. I haven't gone to the tribe within my city to get my blood checked and whatnot to see if I belong to that tribe. Because if I do, then I would essentially become part of their little like government or whatnot. Because it's one of three tribes in the United States recognized federally
Which tribe is it?
as like the. It's called the. Tiguaguas,
Okay.
that those are the natives' names, and it just I forget what that name. It has to do with the sun and the region of the area, but that would be a lot like my heritage of at least that what I've been told and have gathered from myself. I know a lot of my I wouldn't know a lot more about it, but. There was a tuberculosis outbreak in El Paso, and a lot of people died. And half of the daughter's family, my family, like my dad's side, a lot of them succumbed to it. So, lost like half or like a third of my family. I didn't. I mean, I didn't. I did today, yes, obviously, but that's what was going on in the 1900s in El Paso in terms of my family. So. Don't know too much as I want, but I would, yeah, I'm definitely just a little Mexican with some native blood or vice versa, a little native with
Yeah.
Mexican blood.
You're just kind of like, I don't know. I think I don't know if you've ever heard the phrase mutt to refer to someone who has like a oh yeah, a bunch like me, I'd consider myself a mutt, like I don't know, just generic white guy. I got mixture of a bunch of stuff to me. I just if someone asks, I'm like, "Yeah, I'm Ohioan or I'm American, you know. I don't know." So wasn't sure if you were more aligned with that, or oh, I have a specific because it's T Torres, right? Torres is the last name, so I didn't know if
Yeah,
that
Doris, yeah.
had like some kind of
And
specific. Yeah, what was that?
in the meaning of Doris, as far as I know, would just be towers. Like that's the Latin root of
Okay.
Doris, towers. So
Ah.
funny.
So
We're just
if you,
talking about the Twin
yeah, I
Towers.
say, so if you had a twin, then you take this more personally.
Yeah. But
Yeah.
yeah, so that's a little bit about my heritage and whatnot. I need to go do that because I've heard that if you are recognized as a native federally in the tribe, like my like my cousin's wife, she went and did that, and they have that tribe gave them a house on their land right there in our little city. Like just for free, just for being like one of them for real. So something I gotta go do and find out if I'm part of that tribe or not, because I do know I definitely do got native blood in me. Don't know exactly what tribe. It's quite kind of why I just gave myself my own tribe in the meantime.
There you go. Well, with how much descendants and people have intermarried and done all that throughout the years, I mean, for all we know, maybe I've got more of that blood in me than you. Probably not, but there's probably about a 0% chance of that being true. But for the sake of
Well,
making a joke.
who knows? Because like I know there's like natives out here and on farther east of the United States. I mean, the 13 colonies and whatnot. So, and how they would run into natives all the time. I figure it like they pulled up on that east side of the coast. The natives seen them. All right, let's go west. Let's get away from these white folks until we just said manifest destiny and started going more and more west until we just got them all up and out of here.
Pretty
All
much going back
right.
and forth, you know. Gotta go build my house over in California, right?
I'm like,
Yeah.
oh shit, now they're
So,
coming to California.
right? So, apart from work, or maybe you only made the move to Ohio for the sake of work and that alone, but maybe let's play outside of work advocate. What do you see in Ohio that we have that Texas doesn't, or like, I don't know, or I guess I think whenever we talked about it once, it seemed like your move was only motivated by work, but in case it wasn't, anything that you saw up here, you were like, I want to go and live in Ohio.
So when it came down to work and me just relocating in general, like you said, it was about work. And I had applied to multiple sites. I believe one was Omaha, Atlanta, Ohio, another in Florida, and the last was in Seattle.
So we're the
So
only
my
site that
first,
said yes, then.
no, because Seattle, I bombed it. Bomb Seattle's interview, which works out because that's even farther than Ohio, and I hear people are like depressed over there because of how much it rains and whatnot. Anyway, so I was like, oh, it's whatever. I got four more places. Florida said no. Atlanta said no. Came down to everyone saying no, and I was like, oh, fuck. Ohio's about to say no, too. And Mr. Broker, he's the one who interviewed me and whatnot, and I guess he really, liked how our interview went, so got an offer letter a couple of days later. Came out doing my research on Ohio, and was like, hey, you know what? Ohio's really like Rio Doso in a lot of ways. And Rio Doso is a city in New Mexico, about 4 hours away from El Paso. And a lot of El Pasoans will go during the winter or spring and just go camp out there, get a cabin, because there's a lot of I guess trees, how there's a lot of trees out here in Ohio, but that's a very small town, and like that part of New Mexico is like driving up to Colorado, so it's very there's not like a lot of shit to do out there except that little town and like the scenery, skiing, sledding, tubing, whatever. But that's really what it still reminds me of is Rio Doso. So I wanted to get out of my city because I needed to get away from home and everyone there. Just needed a break. I was tired of I guess, dealing with what was going on back home. So I was like, I'm gonna go just get away from all of y'all and take a year to like Rio Doso basically, but not Rio Doso, Ohio.
Maybe take a break might not be the best term, but maybe go out and be your own man for a little bit and
Oh, definitely too,
do
yeah,
all that.
because you know, like I was still living there with my mom, not paying rent, just really stacking my bread, stacking my dinero, saving, trying to figure things out and whatnot.
See.
And my grandpa had passed away at the time too, so thinking about my grandpa and whatnot, I didn't really meet that man until I was about like 11, 10, 9. And it was because my grandpa, I was told he was off working in different state cities or whatever, and he was for majority of the time they were telling me that. But my grandpa used to be an addict, a heroin addict,
Oh,
like
yeah.
when my parents were growing up, my pops was growing up. So in those periods of my dad and his siblings growing up, he was in and out of jail to the point where he landed himself in prison. And he landed himself in prison because he was such a fiend that him and my grandma went to go rob a bank in our city. So they
No
definitely
way.
didn't, I swear to God, they obviously did not get off with that. Got thrown in jail.
I love
Grandma got
that.
out earlier. My grandpa stayed in, got out, and instead of coming back with everyone, he was just like, all right, gonna go do my own thing. Like kind of like the way I see it, like on some re like a redemption route. But when he came back, he was good. Everything, like he made he came back and made a way for himself, and I would say us. So thinking about my grandpa around the time and me just trying to get out of away from city and I guess my family and I guess the environment, I was really like inspired to just get out and experience and travel and work. Well, it was for work, so I was just thinking of my grandpa and how he would be in Missouri or in Kansas, all these different states, just bouncing back and forth working while he was away, like what they were telling me he was away for. So yeah, I was thinking like, oh, it's time to be a man, how grandpa just left home and went out to go get things right for himself and his family, whatever.
Sure. You're
That
gonna
was my little,
go
I guess, info.
rob a bank like your grandfather did?
I think Ohio would be the place to do
You think so? I guess you
it.
picked the right small town.
Dayton, Ohio, he's pretty crazy out here, Wade.
This town sucks. I don't know. I guess I'm from Akron, so I'm gonna be a little biased against Dayton, but I live in Columbus for a few years and I prefer our state's capital over whenever I talk about Dayton in a condescending way, I would always call it date raped and
Date raped him.
so it was like, yeah. I don't know. It's okay. I mean, Ohio is, I'm gonna be a little more biased towards it because it's my home state, you know. But also, I don't think I can just do a trial by combat like they do in Texas or whatever you called it earlier.
Mutual combat.
Mutual combat. That's it. So I guess as long as the other person doesn't press charges and you don't
Well, that's the whole point of it.
hurt.
Like, you got a problem with me, I got a problem with you. All right, mutual combat. Like, let's settle our problem. Leave everything and everything. Like, leave all the entities out
Yeah.
of it.
So like
Or
how do they
legal and whatnot.
normally, maybe I'm being I guess overthinking on this, but like how do they normally go about proving that, oh, like say like two people are disagreeing, then they say, all right, we're gonna mutually, what was the legal term you said it for it?
Mutual combat.
Mutual combat. We are going to settle this by mutual combat. It's just two people. No witnesses around. My word, your word. We go outside. You just totally beat the shit out of me. Cops show up. I say, this guy just attacked me or whatever. And he said, oh, no, we agreed. Mutual combat. I don't know what he's talking about. Like, does stuff like that happen sometimes?
So I've never heard it happening because in most cases where mutual combat is called, it's more than t 9 times out of 10, it's like at a bar or some,
Yeah, you got some
people are
witnesses.
drunk and wild up and you have witnesses. And even if it's, let's say, not at a bar, this guy's fucking walking too slow at Walmart and I ran over his ankle or something and he's like, dude, what the hell? And I'm like, dude, why don't you walk fucking faster? Boom, we're getting into argument right there in the store, and I'm just like, let's go outside, buddy. Mutual combat. Oh yeah, boom. So that's enough. Like to, I mean, there's cameras, 4K everywhere in Amazon. So I would hope and assume it's like that in another billion-dollar company like Walmart. So if it really came down to all that, like the dude, I got my ass beat and take him away because he beat my ass. Like, I'm gonna press charges and this and that. Yeah, I think the other person would be able to maybe have some witnesses in that case, but if for the most part, there's always there's it's like that's really just beef what you described, like no witnesses and this and that. Like, oh yeah, I have a problem with you. You have a problem with me. I'm just gonna catch you and not call it mutual combat. That's how I guess it would work in Texas. Like, mutual combat's really only for some like random stranger folks or stuff like that that you can't really handle how you would handle it. I guess
I think
for
I'm
like an
just gonna
intruder or
stick
something.
to wearing socks to bed and having Wendy's in my state.
That's super cool because you know what? I love Wendy's. They're
Right?
4 for 4s and yeah, it's funny. You know, one of like the funniest things that one of like my first memories and the funniest things that I remember of you is Joseph telling me,
Oh my gosh.
my fellow Latin,
Yes.
telling me how he was coming in on the interstate, really hungry, wanted some dinero, not dinero, some comer, some food. He's asking for some good spots, local spots, whatever it may be that Ohio has to offer to the
Yeah.
Dominican Republic,
I remember the
Republican, and you drop Wendy's on him.
I was like, "Who's
I was just,
Wendy's?"
wow.
Well, he was asking me if we where the nearest In-N-Out burger was. I was like, "Sorry, bro, we don't have those here. We don't
Dude,
have."
yeah, that's crazy for that guy to ask for In-N-Out in Ohio. I mean,
Yeah.
come on, they have palm trees
Yeah, I say
and
we're a
their
little too
logos
far
and stuff.
east for that. I'm trying to
Little
even
too
think
far.
the furthest east In-N-Out there is, what, like in Colorado or maybe a little more east than that, but
I you know what? There is a In-N-Out in Colorado, but look it up. In-N-Out.
there's one in Colorado Springs.
Far east. I
Are
think there's one in Denver.
you fact checking me right now?
Franklin, Tennessee. You drive to Tennessee for some In-N-Out.
Tennessee? Oh wow.
Yeah, not too far.
I would not have guessed that.
Yeah, me either, honestly.
I
Wow.
guess I better DoorDash
Yeah, Tennessee, I guess they got palm trees down there.
There you go. All right, well, I guess before I get into my next internal segment in my mind, before I say anything, even though we work for Amazon, we don't speak for the company or anything. So anything we discuss here is not on behalf of the company, just experiences that we've had. So give me a day in the life. So you're a process assistant in Stowe, right? I don't think
Yep,
that's
process
changed.
assistant in Stowe.
So
It's been.
what's the day to day? You know, you go in, you move some items into some pods and stow it and then call it a day.
I guess the day to day for me would be get in there, figure out what reactive is on the door, what units need to be stowed out within these 4 hours here, and get upstairs, do my little startup, get everyone on stations. And then just wait for that reactive to be injected so I can go start running throughout the second, third, fourth, fifth floor to make sure all those units are stowed out. But it's really just like how I've hoped and anticipated things would get in stow or inbound from when we started and to now. Things have just gradually gotten, I guess, better and or smoother as like a whole department. So I guess they're, you know how it's funny because you know how we used to be dying for some tote loaded trailers
You guys have been getting a lot of
and
totes recently.
that's all we have now. There's no more fluid loads, no more case loads, so it's like decanters don't gotta work but still has all the work now.
Yeah.
So it's just it's more chill and you know less for me to really focus on. Like how you had told me, like your job as a process assistant is to keep the process running and it's going and whatnot. So like with us having work all the time, everyone's gonna be working all the time. So I have more time to go around and talk to people, do audits, just do a lot of admin that we fall behind on due to being understaffed in terms of leadership for area managers and PAs. We've lost a lot of PAs through the last PA along with Justin. So it's been pretty tough, but it's been also, it's been super easy with how tough it's been. Like, you can only imagine with the full team and, not all these damn barriers. What we would accomplish as a shift and even as a building, custo shit, they get all the, like you said it, inbound is outbound, biatch. So,
Yeah, you are. You
and
inbound is my bitch.
I come from outbound, so,
You
when they
should
would want to
know.
send me to, yeah, when they'd want to send me to Stowe, I'd be like, dear God, please don't send me to Stowe. I'll go to home right now. I have 80 hours.
Right.
Like,
Inbound
you
is the
just.
labor share. To quote your current OM, who once told me when he was stretching the seniors, like, inbound is the labor share department. I was like, anybody else who said that to me in this room, I'd be like, but it's like, well, he came from inbound, so he would know. So,
Yeah.
it's kind of true. I mean, it's not fully true, but I mean, I guess to give context for our audience, if it's your first time listening, so inbound stuff comes in the building, they put it in the pods. If you've seen videos of little Roombas going around picking up these little metal shelves. Once Stowe stows the item into that pod, then say whenever you're on your Amazon app and it says, hey, we got this in stock, like when it's stowed, it'll officially come up as it's in stock. Hey, I want to order this. All right, I'll send it to pick, which comes outbound or pack it out, ship it out, all that. So I guess for outbound, we are the last line of defense in the building to ensure that the customer order, what you order is actually met, whereas inbound is just putting stuff in the building. With the exception of, you already talked about it, there is an exception to that. Do you know how you directly play into outbound CPTs getting out on time?
Yeah, so yeah, that reactive units, I think those units are like them needing to be stowed so fast, I would assume that they're like
Do you know
units
what's?
that
No, you're good. I guess so. Now I'm just being a dick and pressing your knowledge on this, I guess. So,
So
to get.
I would say that those units would be like priority units that like customers, whether they've ordered them or maybe they're priority units because customers are more likely to order them. But getting those units sold out before the other units, I'm just like, I would assume so.
Kind of. So reactive is more about, because think about you're reacting to it, not you're
Yeah.
proactively getting it in there. So think about it like this. So say you order, I guess we talked about cigarettes earlier. So say you order a pack of cigarettes and a lighter. So in the inventory at, say, Luck 2, say you have the pack of cigarettes already there, but we don't have the lighter in the building. But I get you receive reactive from CMH4, correct? Right?
CMH1,
One.
CMH4, PC, FWA6, and PCW1.
All right. Well,
Those are the main buildings.
since I came from CMH4 beforehand, I'll use that building as an example. So say the lighter is at CMH4. So you could ship the customer two boxes, one with the cigarette in it, the other with the lighter in it. But then one, it's kind of like on the customer's end, like, oh, I got two boxes. Like, what, customers, not going to think much of it, but maybe they might. But also, in terms of fulfillment, the most expensive thing for us is essentially shipping. So how can we reduce shipping cost? So instead of shipping the customer two boxes, why don't we just take that lighter, ship it over to Luck 2, combine the two together, and then ship them out together. So your reactive is essentially units that are already tied to customer orders. So if it does not get stowed in that time, we'll miss the CPT. So that's why it
Ah, okay,
is,
so
yeah, that is why reactive is not saying the other stuff not getting stowed isn't important. Like you still have FUD, you still have priority score, you still have all that stuff over there.
yeah, to keep track of and
Yeah,
whatnot.
but if you miss reactive, we will miss a customer order. So that's why
Okay.
you don't miss reactive.
And
So.
it's essentially like just failing the customer's promise and whatnot. So
I
yeah,
exactly.
that's kind of how I had seen it. Like, okay, maybe these items are directly customer shipments or tied into customer shipments. So like that's why they're due when they're due and whatnot. That way they can get to a picker or yeah, obviously the picker. But
Yeah,
I
so.
kind of had the idea of it.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, no, and I mean the thing is like there's so much like little nuances, and especially in a building of that size, of that magnitude, there's all these little intricate things. And I mean you worked in outbound, did you I don't know, you were just an AFE, right? You didn't do like
Yes,
ship
just an
doc.
AFE.
All right, so if I say
Well,
tr
well, you know what? That was like my main pathway, but I can really run like you can send me anywhere on that first floor, whether it be ship doc, slam, VRED,
Did you do trans out or tr
trans out.
transfer?
That's that. No. Like the taking out the totes and
Yeah.
like transshipment, right?
Yeah,
Nah,
trans ship.
I
You did
didn't.
not.
The most I would do with them would be running over totes from VRED.
Okay. Well, your
Them.
transfer out is going to be where your reactive comes from. So whenever we send that down the MRS to trans and then we ship those totes out. Whenever we ship those totes to a building and it arrives, that's going to be your reactive. So, fun fact of the day. There you go. We learned something new.
I don't really know much about transship. I thought
Yeah.
they just really ship shit out like empties and whatnot. But damn,
No.
I didn't. Yeah, they have no idea.
Well, that's what a lot of it has been playing out at, and at least especially in your guys' experience. I have my opinions on how the pick corrals are and all that jazz. But yeah, I mean, being able to ship totes out, to give some context for the audience as well, whenever our building gets super full on totes, we will just directly ship totes out. Because I mean, you think about it, your influx of totes are going to be, as Stevie, you said earlier, like you get a trailer full of totes, like that's going to spike up the amount of totes you have. Sure, we'll send totes out naturally through trans out, but just the amount of totes we get in is just going to be so exponential. One day you'll be at like 25K in totes, and the next you'll be at 45K if you're not careful. So, personally, me, I hate totes. I say we should ship every damn tote out of the building, and I won't think twice about it. Especially the tote stacker.
Blow the Vic up. That's
Yeah,
what it's
not
called, right? Vic? Isn't
Vic for.
that the acronym for it?
Oh, acronym. It might be. I don't know. They have
That's
so
what
many.
I've heard Cap call it. Oh, the Vic is down. I'm like, what the hell is Vic? Toilet elevator. You mean the tote stack? Vic,
Oh.
yeah. Yeah, and I'm just like, oh, okay, guess it's Vic then.
Oh, gotcha. Yeah. It sounds like an acronym for I should go fuck myself and my entire department can't run. But yeah. There you go. You taught me something today, Stevie. So no matter how long you've been at the company, there's always a new web link acronym or something new to learn, that's for sure.
Vic. I
But
hate Vic so much. And Dan. Fuck Dan and Vic.
yeah, Dan Logic. I heard that hasn't been playing out at all for y'all over there.
It has gotten a little bit better. Like you can just say fuck down and decide like where you want to route out
Oh my gosh, this is why we can't
specifically.
run pick to rebin.
I would assume so. But yeah, fuck both those guys, Vic and Dan.
Sounds good to me. You know, I get that, you know.
Tomato him.
Big tomato. Big tomato. So you've been in the PA role for a little bit. So coming from tier one to tier three, what would be a summary statement like if you were to say, hey, Tier one, you're thinking about becoming a tier three. This is how I would describe the job so you know what you're getting into.
would describe it as say goodbye to VTO.
All right. Yeah, I
You'll never
agree.
get VTO ever again.
I wouldn't say never, but
It's like a blue moon.
yeah, I've VTO'd PAs before, but the second they get all snippety and entitled about it, I'll be like, nope, I'm burning my support hours or burning something to show you all that you aren't entitled to this. So, anyway, so yeah, that's fair. Say goodbye to VTO.
I would say goodbye to VTO and hello to answering any and all questions from everyone and their mothers, which is fine, you know, that's part of customer service and things like that. I'd also say, let's be ready for Jam City. Jam City, not in the terms of jams, like me and you are listening to some jams, Led Zeppelin,
All
Nirvana,
right.
whatever. Maybe, I don't know what Ohioans listen to. I try to throw something out that maybe that a lot of people enjoy. I'm probably sure. I don't even know if you even like those kind of things, but yeah, I would say get ready for a lot of jams. There's a lot more responsibility because shit, I thought I had a lot of responsibility as a little PG. And no, it's like, I guess, like today, for example, two of my mock interviews. I thought I was going in there like, oh, this is a mock interview. I'm about to shit on this mock interview and shit on the next one. And then by the time my real one comes, it's in the bag already. Like they're giving me my vest or whatever already. But I went into that little mock interview today in the main office and it was just like, wow, I got humbled really.
Who'd you
So,
do it with?
what's his name? Matthew Spoon. Matthew Spoon.
Oh, yeah, he'll definitely rock your shit if you're not careful.
Yeah, and he
I
didn't like
guess.
rock my shit and kind of like, you know, put me down or anything like that,
Yeah,
but he
he had some
really
good pointers, I'm sure.
he really like he said, like I said, like, you know, humbling for me at least has always been good, you know. At least that's why I feel like a lot of wisdom can grow from. So like me going in there like, oh, I'm ready. Boom, no, I was not ready because I just need a lot more metric stories to throw
Yeah.
in there than I thought I would, but yeah, it's really, you know, getting ready to take on more things than you already were taking on to prepare you for that role. Like I went into a PG thinking like, I mean PA thinking like, oh, I'm just gonna be doing similar stuff to what I was doing. I know it's a new department inbound still, whatever, but I'm sure I'll be doing like things that a PG would do, like or AFE, go help them clear out this wall, it's getting blown up, or go sort
Yeah.
these items. Or so like for Stowe as a PA, I guess things that would get delegated to me would be like admin for real, like, and it's like that's not even something a PA should be doing, but in our ship.
You might have to define it for me to agree or disagree on that. But anyway, I don't know
So
if I want to get into that if you want to. Is it Apollo
yeah,
audits?
Apollo audits, I mean anyone can do those. I don't mind doing those. Learning ambassadors can do Apollo audits. I'm talking about some audits that will specifically be in our workflows. All right, here's the name of the audit right next to it, parentheses, 5 pure AM. And here I am doing them for like 2 or 3 AMs. I'm just like, Jesus Christ, what about my floor and keeping it running to as efficiently as I've been? And now I gotta do more and more and more. I feel like, which is just like, it's cool. It's part of the job.
I mean, I
But
guess if you want to be an AM, you know,
yeah,
let's
exactly. So
say, hey, I
I'm
want to be
like,
an AM. All right, here's
I'm
AM
just,
work.
yeah, exactly. So there's that. And like you can apply that to a PG, to a PA. Like, oh, you wanna become a PA? Like, well, you ready? Like, you just gotta be ready for more. Seriously, so I already trained a PA, and that's really what I was just telling you, coming from Picture Even. Get ready for be preparing for jams and talking to a lot of our associates who have questions a lot,
Yeah.
problem solvers, other departments, being in touch with them. There's things that a PG wouldn't normally do, which is not too much more, but yeah. That's about my perspective on becoming a tier one. I mean, becoming a PA from a tier one.
Right. Define
Gradually getting
leadership.
more and more defined leadership as far as like my department in or just like in general in that building.
However you want to define it.
Oh, I got some stuff to say about our building, Wade.
Well, I wasn't
And
I wasn't necessarily asking about the building. I was just asking
oh,
define leadership.
define leadership. I think a good leader is just in there in the trenches with you. And even if they're not in the trenches with you, you know, they're like at least sending shots for you to like move down to the other trench, you know, like while you're getting up out of it and like, all right, I'm moving up, all right, I'm sending shots so you can get out of there safely and
Make it sound like it's a
hot.
war zone. Can't
Dude,
be,
that's
I
how
guess.
it could be sometimes.
Yeah.
Sometimes it could be pastures and just chilling.
Yeah.
But a good leader to me is someone who will go and like I guess not just lay his line his I'm trying to describe it too much like war, like you said. Just be there present and ready to support in any way you can. So, or just uplifting, you know, like trying to get the best out of people. That's what you should do as a leader, you know. Not really be negative in any way, even though that's like hard to ask of anyone, but in a leadership position, like general, president, anything, like you can't really be negative because those people as leaders like look up to you, see that and be like, oh well, shit, that's how he's acting, fuck it.
Yeah,
Like
it definitely
so
gives you a very contagious attitude if,
yes, like yeah, so
and people will see
I
right through
always
your nonsense if you're not careful.
exactly. And I've it's in a work environment, I would say it's like from a work environment leader, and then let's say like just being a leader like in a friend group or in the family or whatever. Like I feel like that really just applies both ways. That contagious attitude, how you said, like, oh, okay, well, how are we gonna be? Are we gonna be in a good mood today, or are we gonna be in a bad mood because you're in a bad mood, or you know, like, so that's
Yeah.
how that's what a how I would describe leadership.
There you
Trying to be
go.
the best you can be for everyone else to get that out of them.
Be the best version of yourself so others can be that too, right?
Yeah.
All
And it's
right.
just a cycle. Domino effect. Good one though.
It'd be a vicious cycle and it'd be a beautiful cycle, that's for sure. All right. So I guess we've been going for a little bit now. I guess before I wrap things up, what's something to I guess banter or rant about? I always like to ask this.
That's a rant about. Well,
Yeah, what's a
what have
ta
you been needing to rant about? Or
yeah, what's a tangent to go on? It could be about the Super Bowl, it could be about I don't know,
you didn't
video
work? Did you work
games.
Sunday?
I did not know.
So did you catch the Super Bowl or no?
I caught the end of it.
Caught the end of it. Were you going for anyone, or you don't really care too much for sports like that?
I mean, I wasn't necessarily rooting too much for one side or the other. I thought it was a good game. It went to overtime, so I guess the theory going into the Super Bowl. Actually, here's a good question. Do you think the Super Bowl was rigged? That might be a
Okay.
good. I think that's a
I
good
think this.
rant.
Do I think the Super Bowl is rigged, or do I think entertainment, sports in general, rigged? I think
Let's just start with the
it's both.
Super Bowl.
I would say the Super Bowl definitely, like, okay, so from as the National Football League, it's a business, entertainment business. So it being a business like that, I feel like they could really just manipulate it to what's gonna get the most views, what's gonna get the most money, and this and that, blah, blah, blah. Something crazy about the Super Bowl this year, the Super Bowl in 2020 played out the same way as this year. Like, even like from like I guess like a outside perspective,
I think I know where this is going. Go on. I feel like
like
I
well, I
saw.
was gonna say 2020 was a leap year, 2024 is a leap year.
I think I
Both
saw a
those years were
post
Trump
earlier.
versus Biden. Now it's again is Biden
Same
versus
thing.
Trump. And then it was also the Chiefs and 49ers. Chiefs and 49ers. I guess the only thing different would be Taylor Swift.
So.
And Taylor Swift being Taylor Swift with all her crazy fangirls, I do definitely think that she has brought more light on football from that audience. But, so definitely KC was going to be in the Super Bowl regardless. Regardless. And I wanted it to be the 49ers and KC, but it ended up, I mean, not the 49ers. I wanted it to be the Ravens and 49ers, which a lot of people thought it was going to end up like. But the Super Bowl was definitely rigged in some sense because like, there's literally a live television captured moment of this guy, Patrick Mahomes, aka Percocet Patty, Perk Patty.
All right.
He ran the ball in the fourth quarter with like 2 minutes left to he ran it 3 yards. It was first and 10. He ran it 3 yards. It doesn't take a genius to know what what 3 minus 10 is. So that's 7 yards remaining on second down. The thing on the live television, like instead of it going to that, it just goes first down. Like okay, you went from first and 10, you got 3 yards, give you another first down. And that was like a lot of people were posting about it. It was all over Instagram, Twitter, TikTok, whatever you want to say was all over. But you can't just get, what the hell? Like, no way you think people are that stupid. Like, and if people really are that stupid, it's just really more sad for us as a society, I guess.
I don't
But yeah,
know.
that's all.
I'm pretty stupid. I guess I didn't really watch the game close enough to know. Did you say that was in the second quarter?
That was in the last quarter, Wade, with
Last
like
quarter.
2 minutes left. It was crunch time. It was crunch time for the Chiefs
I
because
wasn't paying
they were
attention
down.
for shit.
Yeah, I had work that day, and that's it. I wasn't even gonna. Well, obviously, I can't watch the game. I gotta go in at 6:30 when it starts, so I didn't plan to go in, but I had finally eaten El Toro, which is a spot out here. For anyone in the audience that doesn't know, it's a little, I don't know if it's like based in Ohio, but you can just call it a little Mexican spot, little chain Mexican spot in Ohio. Anyway, from as a Texan or Mexican, whatever you want to call me, that place had to me that it has been told is very good Mexican food, authentic, blasé blasé, and the other half will say, oh, that place is trash. Anyway, I don't really go out much. I cook for myself mostly, especially if it's Mexican food. That Saturday, I don't want to, what's it called? Go to, I don't want to cook anything. Shit, it's my last day off. I'm just trying to chill or whatever.
Sure.
Oh, I go to El Toro, get El Toro. Get food poisoning. I'm throwing up all
Yummy.
Sunday and on the toilet. So I don't go into work. I start a shift. I let them know, like, hey, you'll be lucky if I go in today. So I was just chilling there in bed, throwing up, watching the game. But yeah, that game was played out at AF. Like it's definitely some master tears pulling the strings.
Sounds pretty sus. Went from the Twin Towers to the twin first downs or something like that, you know?
But
Unbelievable.
it's all about the same shit at the end of the day. It's all about money. Twin Towers is about them losing money. Super Bowl is about how much money we can make.
Definitely made our money
Right.
back from that. There you go.
Oh, hell no. We're like even more in debt now from the Twin Towers. Come on. Probably like 22 trillion more.
From that event alone, oh, it sounds
Not from the Super Bowl, no, but just like over year time.
the $20 trillion in debt is from the Super Bowl. Is that what I'm hearing?
No, no, no,
Good
no. I'm
Lord.
saying from that time from the Twin Towers attack till now, we've lost even more money. We're even more in debt.
It's a different world today, that's for sure.
Yeah, I just want water to be $2 again for a gallon.
Good luck with that. All
I wonder
right.
how
What?
was gonna say, I wonder how the prices are in California. Shit, but
Too
go ahead,
expensive.
Wade. Close us out, Wade.
Well, I don't know. You're starting to go on a tangent. I was gonna let you go. Maybe I should have.
I'm ready. I'm ready to keep going or go meet me. Doesn't matter,
I
Wade.
don't know.
We have talked for quite some time though. I feel like it's ran longer. How long have we been talking?
Take a guess.
I want to say an hour and a half.
Nah, like 1 hour and 5 minutes. So
Hour and 5 minutes.
not as long as you think.
I
Well,
thought I was running late on you.
you're good. You
All
just
right.
took forever to get on.
Yes, I did.
Good Lord.
It's my fault. Gonna
Super
have a part
late.
two.
Part two? All right, I might have to hit you up on that then one day.
With Joseph.
Oh gosh. Yeah. Can have the
We talked about
Latino
Wendy's.
Wendy's, Latinos at Wendy's, right?
First meals in Ohio.
It's good shit. I do like me some Wendy's. Can't go wrong with the four for four.
You cannot. You
Well, I
cannot.
guess it's more the biggie bags now. They got rid of the 4 for 4 because all
Did
the
they
infl
really?
I from what I've seen at my local Wendy's, I do not see a 4 for 4 on there. I see a lot of $5 biggie bags. But
Damn, that's.
if you want to prove me wrong, please do.
I may have to go to spot out here and go see if that's true.
Well,
I will follow
when's the
back up
last
with
time
you.
you've been at a Wendy's?
Wendy's probably a. I wasn't inside it, but I did go to the one right here, not too long. Drive through.
Within the last
Big old.
year? Oh, well then,
Yeah, it was
yeah.
within this year.
Oh, then yeah,
Yeah.
definitely. It's I ain't see no 4 for 4. I mean, maybe then again, Dayton's kind of a poor town, so maybe they still have them
Yeah.
here, but.
I don't know, because, yeah, I mean, you know what, El Paso's not that it's poor, but it is pretty behind. I do want to say they did have them, like,
Yeah.
back home, right before I got to Ohio, but
Well, my
we'll leave that.
yeah, well, my issue with Wendy's around here specifically is I feel like every time I try to go get Wendy's, there's a super long line. The service is kind of high key rude. Like they're not like antagonistic, but like it's one of those you pull up to the
All right, what do
drive-thru
you want? What do
like
you want? Yeah, come on, let's go. Like,
either that
just
or
like.
you kind of hear them say something, but you're like, I don't know what they said, and you start to order like, hold on a second, we're short staffed. Like, all right, like
I'm just like, okay, well,
copy
I
that.
strong copy.
Strongest of copies.
Like,
Ooh.
shit, what's nearby?
I taught my OM strong copy about a month ago, and I strong copied him last week. Ooh, man, he didn't like pull me to the side and was like, what was that about? But he definitely was giving me grief. Oh, wait, you strong copied me on the radio. I didn't like that. Well,
All right, I'm
maybe you
gonna
should have
go.
let.
I'm gonna
Yeah,
is
maybe you
it
should.
is it Julian? Is Julian your OM?
Technically, it's Gaston, but Julian is, I guess, kind of my own. Stevie, I'm on pretty much every shift at this point. I just bounce around and
They just got you. They got me. But on one shift.
I am not loyal to one shift or another at this point.
You're loyal to Wade, Kaiser, Deadpool.
I'm the Amazon whore. I just go wherever. So next thing you know, they're gonna have me on the ship dock. The next day I'll be a stow manager. Why not?
Yeah, it could be a milestone manager.
I'd probably be pissed if they put me in stow, but I would do it, I guess. Be like, hey guys, stow faster. Don't do
What are you guys doing?
multi-events.
What's
Yeah.
going on? Why are you going in and out of the pod?
Chase
Stay out of
react.
the pod.
Okay, I need this team to chase reactive. I wouldn't say I wouldn't jump in path to chase reactive, because I would, but I feel like if I had to, I'd be pretty upset and be like, all right, what? At least a
What's
little
going
bit.
on here?
Yeah. Well, maybe
Come on,
not.
team.
Yeah. Not saying I'm above servant leadership, but I feel like if the AM and the PAs are, well, the PAs will jump in path, every day to an extent, but I feel like if I'm having to run up and down floors 2 to 5 to chase reactive as an AM, my team is doing something wrong, or someone's not jumping in and helping, or
Definitely, yeah.
I don't know, but I don't know.
Yeah.
It sounds
Because
like you're.
that's just the second. It's reactive is very easy. It's not hard. Like, especially with all the temper monkeys and resources you have to support chasing that reactive. It literally tells you where to go and what totes to pull down to tell the story to focus on. Like, it's not hard. Not even I. Like, I don't even think PA should be chasing it as much. Or, like, not all of them. But,
You're gonna
I
have
mean,
to
not
get
all.
your
They gotta have all of them.
associates. You're gonna have to get your associates to chase it harder then.
Yep, I already have. Shoot, I didn't have to do anything today. I just smooth sailing. Hopefully, it could be
Didn't
like that going
have to
forward.
do anything today.
I did have to go fix this one in the drop zone. A malicious stower did not want to stow 11 items, so they
Yeah.
drop zoned it. And I was like, I know all these 11 items don't have a problem. Sure enough, they didn't. I had to go deep dive it and go get it myself, and then put it on the station and be like, hey, I know nothing's wrong with this. Throw it out, please. Don't
Deep
drop them.
dive.
They don't have to.
Look at you using leadership principles.
Yeah. It's because of the mode I'm in right now. I'm in star mode.
Which one's the most important
Stock.
leadership principle?
I would say customer obsession, no.
What's your
No.
strength? What's the
Oh,
strongest
like
one
to
you?
me?
Yeah, what's your strongest one then?
My strongest one would probably be probably I write a lot. No, I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding.
Maybe
No, I was gonna say bias for action.
bias for action. I had someone I
Why
used
did
to
you
work
choose
with.
that?
They would say our right always was their strength. I'd be like,
Really?
oh, yeah, they were just messing with me just to piss me off because they knew it would. But like, our right always, I have to be right. There's a lot of strong
I respect that.
personalities
I
in
do.
management, if you haven't figured that out yet.
I hate it. I hate it. I'm just like, why can't we all just, be on the same level, same one team, one dream, like Wade says, baby. Like, we're all one building. Come on. Like, why the fuck are we all competing? We should be competing with our other buildings around this region.
Right?
That's how it was. That's how it was, like, at ALP1. Like, we wanted to be better than APQ1 and all these other sites.
Yeah, I think
It
we'll get
was
there.
not. Oh, we're better than your shift. We're
Yeah.
day shift. Nah, sorry, Days. You guys don't do.
Yeah, there's
Ah,
definitely
I swing it.
I think there's a value in competing with the other shifts to an extent, but I do think we have to remember
Well, good competition
the main
is
enemy
good.
is the
Friendly
other
competition.
buildings. Yeah.
Exactly. It's like friendly competition is good. Like, friendly competition should be there to drive each other to get better. Like, always, okay, I'm gonna one up you. I'm gonna one up you this time, this time, this time. And it's just like, okay, we're one upping each other every time because we're getting better each time.
Yeah.
But, it shouldn't be to the point where it's like, where we don't fucking like each other and you can't tell me, have a great shift. How I
Yeah.
tell you, have a great shift, or hello, have a good evening, enjoy yourself. Like, it's just
Yeah.
like, is that just an Ohio? Is that a Ohio thing? Or is that like how other Amazon buildings are? I have yet to figure it out because I've only been at two. But
I've
I think it's an Ohio thing. Sorry, Dwayne.
Sounds like you're stereotyping against my state.
I love Ohio.
I don't know. Then again, Ohio, we're not like Texas where we can do where we can just agree to go beat each other up in the parking lot and not be legally
Yeah,
held
but
liable.
Ohio, Ohio has, like with everything, has its pros and cons. Texas
That's
has its
true.
pros and cons. So Ohio
That's
has, I
true.
think, better pros than Texas.
You think so?
In some ways,
You're just saying that.
in some
Well,
ways, Texas.
what are those some ways then? I'm kind of curious.
I would say Ohio, I mean, Texas is a very, even though Ohio's older than Texas, state's been around since the damn 1500s or whatever the signs say around here.
Close
But
enough.
they think a lot. They have, they think like, not even that they think way into the future or way ahead, but they're just like in the moment of time now. And Texas is caught up on more, I guess, traditional, older things, older ways of life. And it's just like, dude, this is 2024 now. Like, damn, it was saying it was 2020, but this is 4 years after 2020. Like, I just think certain, recreational things or things for resources that could help you, whether it be a plant or a clinic that you can go to. I think that's where Texas is messing up on. So
Sounds good to me.
Ohio's chill. I like Ohio. They just need to do more with their environment. I mean, come on, give me some hiking trails or something with all these trees you got by the interstate.
Have you not found any hiking trails around here? Do you have
I'm
the
sure of.
Alls Trail app?
No, I don't have the All Trail app. Are you plugging the All Trail?
There's a Alls Trails app. It's free. There's a paid version, but you can get the free version and it'll show you where some trails are at. And I mean, there you're not exactly going to be hiking at intense elevations, but there's like
I mean, but just like getting out there in nature, like just because for me, in El Paso, there's only you can go to the mountains, like that's it. You
yeah.
can't just you can't just go out and be in the trees. There's no fucking trees out there.
Oh yeah. Oh, gotcha. You're saying that's what we have here, yeah. 'Cause I mean there's like I
Yeah.
think like John Bryan Park not too far. That might be a little bit away, but I don't
All
know.
right, all
But
right. I'm gonna have
yeah.
to look into it, but I'll let you get a sip
Yeah.
here, Wade, and keep you up for quite some time after your shift.
Sure thing. Well, I guess before we wrap this up, if you have one final piece of advice, whether that be from our conversation today or maybe just life in general, what would that be?
For the audience or just like in general, like, well, yeah, for the audience, I guess just be happy with your circumstances and your life. It could be a lot worse. It doesn't have to be that way, whatever the circumstances may be, good or bad, but if they are bad, it's about what you're doing to get out of them. So, with that being said, I would just say keep it pushing, always keep that motherfucker rolling till the wheels fall off.
Sounds good to me. Mind can
Yep.
make a heaven out of hell and a hell out of heaven, right?
Yep, you're so wise, Wade, and you don't like you just give me Deadpool vibes. I see as Ryan Reynolds. Deadpool's such a
Yeah.
funny character, and here you are dropping gems.
There, dropping jams. Copy
Gems.
that.
Gems.
Jam, are
Like,
you more of a jam or a jelly kind of person?
jelly for sure. But I was saying dropping gems, like you know how that's like a, I guess a little slang way to put it of dropping knowledge, dropping gems like dropping diamonds, not jam or
Is
jams,
that what people
gem.
actually say, or are you just attempting to say it?
No, that's an actual thing. Look it up. Dropping gems.
Dropping jams.
No, not jams. GEM.
Oh, gems. Oh gosh.
Yes.
I heard jam like JAM. I was like,
No,
what
no,
is this
no,
guy? I
not
was like,
jelly.
are you smoking
What
more
is this
than
guy
just black and
smoking? Yeah.
mild over there? Ay,
I
ay,
was about
ay.
to say that.
I think it's my bedtime, Stevie.
It's hilarious. O'clock.
Right, well, a good conversation today. Thank you for taking the time to banter with me for an hour.
Of course,
Yep, and
anytime.
oh, well, sounds good to me. Thank you, audience, for taking the time to listen to this conversation. Well, like always, have a nice day.